that fact, you should also see that hanging out at the mall isn't exactly conducive to a no-shop plan. If you love to eat out and always agree to meet friends in a restaurant, you're simply reinforcing your weakness. One of the best ways to fight old habits is to recognize the underlying pleasure you derive from them, and to then change your environment so you aren't tempted. Step 2. Do one thing at a time. If you get so caught up in making things better that you try to do too much, you'll split your energy and focus and wear yourself out. To be successful at making change stick, pick something you want to do differently today and do that thing. Once that new pattern is established, pick the next thing you're going to do. This will stop you from shooting off in all directions and achieving nothing. Step 3. Take small steps. Hand in hand with the one thing at a time philosophy is the baby step strategy. If you've always been comfortable doing things in a certain way, it's hard to change. Always buy whatever you want, whenever you want. It can be hard to quit cold turkey. Establishing a no-shop day is one way to start slowly. No-shop Saturday can grow into no-shop Friday and Saturday. The change doesn't have to be drastic to be profound. Small steps get you to where you're going without the risk of sliding back. Step 4. Demonstrate stick-to-itness. If you don't have the persistence to stay the course, it's pretty hard to succeed. A lack of gumption is the only barrier between you and what you want to achieve. You've got to be a hard-headed hard-ass and demonstrate determination. Each step you take will create the momentum for the next step. Step 5. Set milestones. If you want to maintain momentum, you've got to create a map for where you're going, and you have to take pleasure from each milestone you pass. Change is hard. Rewarding yourself with a pat on the back when you achieve a goal is the best way to keep moving forward. Step 6. Accept your mistakes. There are a lot of people who say they won't do something because they can't do it perfectly. If I can't be completely debt-free by Tuesday, then I'm not even going to bother to try. This is an excuse. It's a sign of weakness that you can't get past your idea of perfect so you can achieve some small glimmer of change. When learning anything new, mistakes are part of the process. Accept them, learn from them, move forward. Step 7. Do your best. It's hard getting from one place to another if you're always beating yourself up because of what you haven't done right. People who are successful at changing promise to do their best and accept that sometimes they'll miss. But it's the effort that counts. Don't whine and moan about how hard the change is. Do whatever you can to make the change a new part of your life. And don't resort to self-pity when things hit a wall. Say, I've done my best today. Tomorrow I'll try again and I'll do my best. Through it all, you must be intentional. Each choice you make throughout the next days, weeks, months must be on purpose, not simply a spur-of-the-moment reaction to whatever stimuli has hit your brain. The only thing that's going to get you out of a financial mess is to stop doing the bad and start doing the good. Stop spending money you don't have and start living within your means. Stop flying by the seat of your pants and start making a plan for how you're going to change things. Stop making excuses and start making changes. Stop whining and start taking responsibility for your past mistakes. People are always trying to find someone to take over the reins of their money, clean up their mess, make them rich. Sure, you can find someone on whom to offload the responsibility for fixing the problem, but it won't stay fixed. Nope. You're the person in the best position to figure out what went wrong